Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
This is episode 170. That's right, 170 of these. And there'll be 170 more coming the way things are going. Because after I retire, I can do 5 a week. Yeah, maybe 9. So I couldn't be more excited. I'm dressed like this because I'm going to see the St. Louis Cardinales. That's right. Kathleen Madigan's Ball Club. They're right across the street here. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. Ready to roll, ready to see some baseball, and I'm going to pretend it's spring because it's cold out. Not freezing cold, just that 50s nippy, some rain. Okay, but look, that's beside the point. That's me on my time. For you here today, you've stumbled onto it. The first live rantcast from Nashville. The first one that we've done live in quite a long time. All right, right in front of the audience, the stuff came in, rolled out. I think you're really going to enjoy it. I couldn't be more pleased about it. And look, Iowa City, there's a real possibility. All right, I'm throwing this out there. We may be doing the live rantcast from there, so send them in whatever is bothering you about that town, or whatever is bothering you about the state of the country, or if you don't like kumquats, just tell me. I got nothing but time. I'm reading everything that comes in. I promise you that. Everything. And you know, try to do 2 or 3 paragraphs. I don't need the history of the world. I just need you to, okay, and then we'll set it up. Just get to the point. Just get to what's bothering you and then let it rip. I'm really thrilled about being able to do this again. We'll be in Iowa City. Then we're coming on to Prior Lake. There's a casino up there. If I could remember the name, I'd tell you. But, you know, I can only put so much in my head. And there's no cue cards, okay? No, nothing for me to look at. Oh, and then finally in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Okay? We'll see you there next week. Hey, and if you're in Europe, okay, send in the things that are bothering you. If you're in Amsterdam, if you're in Stockholm, if you're in London, if you're in Belgium, or Berlin, okay? Yeah, and I'll definitely read something if you're in Berlin, because I can't sell any tickets there. No. If you want to come see a show and lie down, literally, and watch from like 12 seats in a row, Berlin's the place to do it. Cabaret, not when I'm there. No, welcome. Ain't happening. So get in some rants then, okay? If you're not going to show up at Berlin, send in some rants. Doesn't bother me. I'm going to go tour and watch things and then go in rolling in that night. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to yell. I'm going to yell about how the fact that we couldn't get... son of a gun. You've seen the... I know some of you out there have seen me somewhere. Look, I hate to yell and scream about this. We've got things to do. I got a ball game to watch. All right? Go Orioles.
We're coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, and we're at the the James Polk Theater, a theater that I sent a play to a while back, about 15 years ago, and like many theaters throughout the country, they said, just stay as a comic, just be a comic. Stop this. Now, they rejected it, but didn't care, because I'm back on the stage here, fuck it. So, and if you've not been to Tennessee, get here as soon as you can, because, I'm serious. You get here now, because within 2 years, you'll get the rental car at the airport, and you'll go, are we going to move today? And they'll go, no, you're behind 600 bachelorette parties, and on behalf of the folks in Nashville, if you have a bachelorette party, go some fucking where else, okay? There's a whole country out there begging for you to come, okay? And I can guarantee if you get in touch and want two-for-one drinks, they'll fucking supply them, okay? I'm very excited. I'm glad that these came in. This is the first Randage Do I've done in a number of years, and I'm thrilled to be able to do it here. Now, part of the reason I'm doing it here is that the last time I tried to do it here was at the Ryman Theater, a theater that I adore. And, yep. And the union there, and I'm a big union man, wouldn't let me do it. Yeah. Yeah, and they wanted me to pay to do it, and I said, fuck, we never paid anybody. What do you think, I'm making a living off this, you fucking idiots? This goes live throughout the world, and wherever you're watching, and if you're watching in Berlin, I'm having a hell of a time selling tickets there, so. Gee, I wonder why. So we begin with Jacob T. If you've ever wanted to know what would happen if a trailer park won the lottery, then go to Broadway. Colby Wilson is pissed because of the stupid fucking hats women wear in this town, like a Loretta Lynn cosplay convention. Pat Speck. Why does everyone think their big eyes, snaggle-tooth little Mitzi is an actual service dog? Service dogs perform a job. They're trained to attend to their owners in medical, physical crises, not to ride in Bertha's hover-around basket barking and pissing in the bread aisle at Walmart. Lisa Wallace sent this in. The same credit card companies that are threatening me via letters from collection agencies because I owe, fuck, I know already, or attempting to squeeze blood from a stone by taking me to court, are simultaneously mailing me new credit card offers. They're mailing me new credit card offers. On what other capitalism-driven planet in the whole fucking universe does this make sense? This is from Danny Williams, and also from Nashville. He's here tonight, I believe. I'm interested to see the reaction. I'm sick of all these fucking singer-songwriters in Nashville. They come here from bumfuck Egypt to make it big in the music biz, and all they do is take all the good jobs at McDonald's and Wendy's away from Nashville natives. You can't go in a bar or restaurant without being assaulted by these bastards with their out-of-tune guitars and their stupid fucking songs about how their girlfriend broke up with them when they were 16. And I'm not driving all the way to fucking Smyrna, BFW, for your goddamn EP release party. Uh, And don't even get me started on these fucking venues that jam these assholes down our throat and make them play their shitty original music because they're too fucking cheap to pay BMI and ASCAP. I'm talking to you, Commodore Lounge, at that shithole Vanderbilt Holiday Inn. Spoiler alert, your crappy poem set to three chords is not going to be on the next Luke Bryan album. Go back to Iowa and grow your corn, you assholes. This is from Christopher Peraza. I have to say that I read this to Jeff, who doesn't think it's true. I'm pretty convinced it's true because I get a lot of stuff from teachers, and you literally go, holy fuck. I'm afraid the youth of my state have passed all measurable levels of stupid. That's a great sentence. I teach U.S. civics, and I'm glad they're still teaching civics somewhere in this country. I can't believe they're doing it in Florida, but whew. He must be hiding in a bunker. I teach U.S. civics in a middle school in Florida. Your condolences are appreciated. Earlier this week, I taught my students about international conflicts and how the U.S. responds to them. These are some of the remarks I heard. Mr. P, if they wanted to succeed in the Bay of Pigs, why did they send pigs to fight? I told them about the Cuban Missile Crisis, about how the whole world was spared a nuclear holocaust by brave people willing to think rationally. A 13-year-old looked at me in the eyes and said, it wouldn't have affected me. I was born in Mexico. I told her Mexico was in the world. She said, oh. Yesterday, I wrapped up my lesson by asking my students what they took away from my lesson and if they had better ideas on how to solve the world's problems. A child raised his hand and asked, what's the name of that big river between Africa and America? I told him it was the Atlantic Ocean. He then ate a portion of his ID badge. Best of luck in your travels. Wow, the big river, it's the Atlantic Ocean. He ate his ice. And let's give him arms as quickly as possible. You imagine what that teacher would fucking by the 15th answer like that, he'd be firing over their head. You're gonna give a teach? So just stop it. I mean it, stop it. You don't hand a teacher a gun. It's lunacy. Have them wear a bow and arrow around the class. I'm glad I thought of that one.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by NARS Cosmetics. Discover iconic NARS blush, now reimagined in an upgraded formula featuring high-impact, true color payoff. With cheeky names like Orgasm, Deep Throat, Sex Appeal, and Foreplay, NARS is the ultimate authority in making you blush. 20 new and best-selling shades in matte, satin, and shimmering finishes allow for endless effects, including 4 orgasm shades to flatter all skin tones. Turn cheeks on with NARS blush. Shop now.
Adam Belson. Hey, Lou, looking to forward to catching you on the final run this fall. In the meantime, I read this article from here in my home area, and I was speechless. So I'm going to leave it to you because you were never speechless, and that is a good thing. Listen to this. I don't even know what to say to this. A local fucking city councilor ran away and signed a contract to join the Russian military to escape child pornography charges. The greatest of all writers could not make that shit up. So I'm linking the article below. This piece of garbage was a city councilor in Holyoke, Massachusetts. He faced child pornography charges in Rhode Island, and his solution was to run away to Russia. So now there's video evidence of him signing a military contract in Russia, where he's now likely fighting against the Ukraine. And I guess Marjorie Taylor Greene will send him a check. I think maybe he'd be better off in prison or not, depending on the size of his cellmate, Bubba. Thanks for all you do, and thank you, Adam, for sending that. I can't fucking believe this shit. People wonder why I do it. That's why I do it. Okay? You'd have to fucking, if I said this had happened and you have to go find the article, what you'd be doing for the rest of your life. And here they are just sharing it because it's right out there in front on a daily basis. This is from Kara Hash. This is interesting. Lewis, you know what inflation really is? It's fucking price gouging. That's what it is. If these dandelion-brained assholes could just be fucking honest, they could explain it in 2 words. Do they? Oh, no, of course not. Can't have the plebeians being aware they're getting fucked. Never mind that we're all bleeding from the assholes. The proof, record fucking profits everywhere. Literally, all the asshole CEOs are reporting 70-year highs in all their profits. Oh, yay, more money for us, woo! Celebrate those profits, never mind the dead people. It's not our fault they couldn't afford food or shelter. Leeches, the fucking lot of them. Inflation is the cute doublespeak, for we have an excuse that we can use to gouge you fucking plebs. Don't buy into it. It's fucking bullshit. Thanks for letting me rant. I don't think that's really what causes inflation. I don't know what causes inflation. No one in this room knows. And we're having big arguments about it. Oh, that party can do better with inflation. That party can do better than inflation. Fuck you. We don't even know what it is. None of us know. I could literally turn on the lights, ask you to stand up, anybody in the audience, and try to explain it in 10 minutes, and most of us would have a stroke listening to you. You can't do it. I've asked fucking economists. They can't do it. And what really should be done over the time frame until we have the election is everyone in Congress should have to go on TV for 7 minutes and explain their idea of what inflation is. And I can guarantee not one of those pinheads has any fucking idea. Because those fucking chickens aren't doing their goddamn job. That's exactly it. Why do you think the price of eggs are so high? Because those little fuckers aren't laying. Okay? I need to go out from fucking farm to farm and scream at those bastards. Here's some more from a middle school teacher, Lee Thomas. I'd like to share some important information with parents of young kids. First, please understand that your kid is highly likely to tell your most intimate secrets. Cheating on your spouse while she is at work, guess what? We hear about it. Enjoy massive bong hits while watching late night TV? Woohoo, we hear about it. Pregnant again and don't know who the daddy is? Oh, that's front page gossip during homeroom. Also, please, please remind parents to secure their personal sexual toys. Your 9-inch purple dildo, there's a color choice, can easily become a projectile in hallways between classes or be used as an assault weapon. Also, cock rings have an uncanny way of ending up as bracelets. Remember, your kids are watching and listening to everything. Hacken, stand up. I am reading this because I read certain things because I've never heard of anyone getting this upset by something. I've been doing this for about 8-9 years. This has never come in. No one has ever complained about this. And I just wanted to share it with you. Whenever someone asks, what's my most unpopular opinion, I have an immediate answer. I hate soup. Let me explain why. At some unfortunate point in history, like around the time a couple of mutant families merged and began to create the alleged human beings who would eventually spawn Donald Trump, someone had an idea. And that idea was as follows. Let's take things we already know and love, meat, potatoes, veggies, perhaps the flesh of our enemies, and instead of just cooking them and enjoying their natural flavors, let's go ahead and drown the shit out of them with water or broth or tiger piss or some goddamn thing. Why would anyone do this? It makes no logical sense. I could choose to walk through a deep mud puddle and a passerby would rightly say, what is wrong with that man? And I would say, well, I like drowning otherwise lovely things like my feet. Is that not what we do with soap? Furthermore, I submit that food isn't just a terrible food, but it's not actually a food at all. Ask anyone what they eat when they're sick. Their answer 9 times out of 10, soup. Soup is not a food, it's a medication. And if we're being honest, it really only produces a placebo effect. I hate soup, and you should too. I have never heard of anybody hating soup. It's soup. This is Alan Livingstone. I am completely baffled on where this world is heading to. I was doing some little grocery shopping and needed to get some household goods. I entered the expansive aisle of toilet paper. What in God's name has happened to get to where this product has 14 different models? We have 1-ply, 2-ply, ultra soft, comfort soft plus, ultra strong, ultra comfort, quilted, ultra clean, soft and strong, ultra plush, premium comfort, ultra premium. All of the selections, and what in the hell is wrong with us? It looks like there's $1 billion industry just on a paper product to wipe our asshole. Toilet paper is so fucking expensive, it costs more than a 12-pack of Sam Adams Lager. By the way, that's why I buy the quilted, ultra-strong, soft, premium, long-lasting type, because Sam Adams makes me shit like a goose. This comes to us from Mildred Ellison, who's sent in a number of pieces over the years, and I can always rely on her. This is a news piece, and since we just went through that eclipse, she passed this on. This is from England. News channel accidentally airs testicles instead of an eclipse in out-of-this-world live TV blunder. RCG Media was airing a segment about the eclipse on Tuesday when they asked viewers to send in their own images and videos of the phenomenon. And it appears the viewer videos weren't thoroughly checked because one featured the sun beginning to go dark before a pair of very close-up hairy testicles began descending on the screen to block out the sun. In a clip, three RCG anchors can be seen discussing the eclipse and watching impressive footage sent in from a viewer in Arizona. The anchor continues talking as the testicles descend. And while one female anchor gasps, it takes the other a moment or two to realize what's going on. I want to thank everybody who wrote in. It's been terrific. I deeply appreciate it, and we'll be probably be doing another one soon. And I want to, before I go, thank you all for coming out this evening. It means a lot to me. I can't tell you how much. And
we love you, Lewis.
Thank you. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salter. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.